Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Question this afternoon, when did you know, growing up, that a friend of yours was actually rich, rich? These people have money.
Ek het iets online gesien oor mense met 'n familiekredietkaart. So, it's not just one card. It's everyone has it, but it's linked to one account.
It's
a family card.
So if your kid's going to the mall and the movies with friends, just take the card. It's fine.
Exactly.
Imagine.
Wow.
What even?
That's like back in the day getting a blank check.
Fat them for you. We were asking around the office. Our producer Wayne said when he was growing up, if you had DSTV, you were rich, rich.
Absolutely.
I remember that. Somebody else in the office said, if you got TVs in rooms that weren't your TV room.
Mm-hmm.
Did the extra TV in the ice, twee extra TV's in the ice. I feel like that might be more normal now than it was when we were growing up.
I mean, because look at this. We live in a country that only got TV in 1976, no?
True.
Like, even having a TV back in the 80s was a flex.
Yeah. A couple of others that have come through. Considered anyone who had a pool.
Oh, yes. The Zach.
Rich family members. Yeah. If you went to someone's house and they had a swim bath.
Yeah.
Somebody else said tennis court. Then you, I think still to this day, if somebody has a tennis court on their property, you're like, oh, geld daar.
Ja, nee. Hier sikkel die mense nie met die debit orders nie.
When I was little, my dad worked for a gentleman who won the lottery.
Nice.
And they had a TV in their living room as big as the wall, literally. But the thing that made me realize that they were rich, rich was when the tannie opened multiple cans of Pringles at the braai.
Pringles?
Opening two cans.
Multiple cans of Pringles.
You men said geld.
When we were chatting about this earlier, Joe said how he knew people were rich, rich when he was younger if they had a soda stream. Imagine, just like blikkie koeldrank whenever you want.
You can make fizzy drinks at home.
Any flavor, anything.
So, we thought we'd have some fun this afternoon. What was something that made you twig for the first time that a friend of yours, when you were growing up, die familie het eintlik geld? We're talking about what was the thing? When's the moment you realized that a friend of yours, when you were growing up, had money in the family?
Do you know what makes all of these WhatsApp responses so cool? Is baie van die goed wat ons destijds gedink het is big deals, is nou vir ons net soos, okay. You know, that's how we live. But like, back in the day,
this was wild.
Huge.
Yeah, Rudy says, back in the 60s, when everyone had a 4-foot fence between your properties, if you had a brick wall in front of your house. A muur.
Yeah.
Weet jy die mense het geld. Lee says, hey guys, my daughter got invited to a 10th birthday party. The parents asked her if it was okay to go to Sun City for the day. So we said, fine, no problem. Then the mom said, is it okay if we take the plane?
No.
Oh, my daughter's got rich, rich friends.
If we take the plane, Janine Miller say, uitskop banke. I mean, come on.
There's so many nice ones coming in here.
I would say Nutella chocolate spread on bread.
Listen.
That would have made me think that people are rich.
I still think so.
Also, I don't think I saw Nutella until I was about 25.
These things.
In its like home environment, you know. Seker op die rakke van 'n winkel of wat ook al, but soos in 'n baie spesiale afdeling.
One day when I grow up.
Then I'm going to also have Nutella on bread.
Hallo, dit is Selma. Die ryk kinders het altyd die nuutste musiektyp gehad. Ek moes wag vir die liedjie op die radio en die lirieke in 'n tydskrif.
I remember recording from the radio as well onto a tape. And then when we were at varsity, because budgets were tight and we had other priorities. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If there was new music you wanted, it's going to be illegal and I'm sorry about it. But do you remember clubbing together with your friends to buy CDs? So we'd each scop in 30 bucks for a 100 rand CD and then make 3 copies and then distribute them. And then you'd rotate as to who got to keep the original. So every third disc you got to keep the original and the others you just had copies of. The reason this comes up is because I spring cleaned my study this weekend and I found all of those discs.
Wow.
That we had. What were the things that made you realize your friends are rich, rich? Abigail says, rich, rich friends. When you went to a sleepover and their parents ordered takeaway.
Oh, top tier rich.
Kids, do you want burgers or pizza?
Are you making it? No, we're going to order it.
Imagine.
Kan jy glo? Marie Louise say, I always thought my friends were rich because their mom didn't work and could pick them up from school and could drive them around. I still think one parent working families, that's the epitome of money.
Today, precies. In this economy, if you've got a one income house,
yo,
must be nice, man. Which ones are coming that you're loving, Mackenzie?
The ones that are the unexpected ones. So, nie die groot goed nie. So, klein goedjies. Soos ons producer het nou net vir ons gesê, toe hy kleiner was, het hy geweet sy maatjies is ryk, as hulle toe broodjies in folie toegedraai is.
That's cool.
Foil.
Yeah. You get those kids that have biltong in their lunchbox. Biltong, my bro.
Back then, even.
Imagine
wow.
having money like that.
Wow.
Lots of people saying having a double story house.
Yes.
There were stairs in your house. Yeah. You knew you were hanging out with the rich kids.
Mm, ons het nog een gekry, 'n tweede yskas.
Oh, I still think so.
Yeah.
If you got a second fridge in the garage, just what are you putting in there?
Or like a bar area.
Imagine.
Your house.
I don't have a bar area in my house.
Me neither.
Must be nice. My favorite one that's come in so far, and I remember this moment. You know when you go out with someone else's parents for dinner?
Mm.
They take you to a restaurant, A.
Yes.
Big deal. Then everyone orders starters.
What?
Starts second food. In a restaurant.
Small food before your big food.
And then desserts.
Yo, crazy. You're
living with the millionaires there.
Crazy.
Richy rich life.
Correct. So I was always a scholarship kid at school, so I didn't have this opportunity. But a lot of my friends got cars when they turned 18. Niske donks nie.
A nieuwe car.
Nieuwe car met nul op die mileage.
Nessa says, one of my friends, for her 16th birthday, had a sushi party.
Oh.
Rike. What was that thing that made you feel like your friends were rich, rich growing up? 084-8500-942.
Last one for this one. From Taryn. Everyone thought we were rich because my dad had a pager and a cell phone. A Nokia flip phone.
You were rich, Taryn.
Ons gesels steeds oor wanneer het jy besef jou maatjies of mense wat jy ken is ryk, ryk. Ek het nog een. As hulle 'n vakansiehuis gehad het.
Oh ja, to this day though.
Oh ja, we're just going to the beach house in Onrus. Ons gaan 'n bietjie Hermanus toe.
You've heard of property. What about second property?
In Cape Town.
Near Maybury.
Yeah.
People got money. Somebody else said a walk-in safe. I still think you're rich to this day if you got a walk-in safe. A Nintendo, the original one.
Oh yes.
You could play that tennis game on it. If somebody had a drawer full of cartridges, like more than two or three cartridges, you had money.
Exactly. And if you had cartridges that was just the one game and the original of that game, van ons het altijd soos 64 in 1 of 128
yes.
in 1 gekry, dan het ons soos 2 of 3, maar die mens het individuele speelkies gehad.
Jeff and Johan and a couple of people have come through saying, if you had a shower in the house.
Absolutely.
Want er was a bad geweest,
ja.
You could bath.
Ja.
But if you had a whole room dedicated with a shower in it.
Kom nou.
Imagine having that much money. Lots of really nice ones coming in here as well. Of all of them, I'll be honest, Albert's is my favorite so far. If you had a full encyclopedia set, you can school project at home because we have it all there.
Library for what?
Yeah.
Library for whomst?
Whomst needs the Great Library of Alexandra when you've got the entire Inkatha, or what did he call it? The Wereld Spectrum.
Ooh, die Spectrum.
Die Spectrum. Amal van hulle. I know people who were building up to a full spectrum.
Yeah.
Then you had like A to L. But you were missing all the other letters because you couldn't afford them yet.
Jou projekte was 80% projekte. 100% absolutely.
Gil says, my friends had a snackwich machine.
Okay. Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
You know your friends are balling.
Yes.
What was that moment you found out that actually the people you knew at school might have come from a different lifestyle to the one that you were accustomed to? We'll put the money music back on. Because we're talking, when did you know your friends were rich, rich?
I got another one that just came to me during Cover Me in Sunshine.
Share.
If I went to my friend's house and she had her own ensuite bathroom.
Oh, no.
In her room.
Ensuite as a child.
Absolutely.
You were the children of Bill Gates.
Exactly.
At that stage. Absolutely. A couple of people have come through and said, and this is one that stuck out with me as well. I had friends who used to live in Sandton.
Okay.
As a Pretoria boy, Sandton was very fancy, eh?
Sure.
There was a fruit bowl in the kitchen, full of fruit. at all times. Fresh fruit. They'd just be apples and pears and bananas or whatever. And another one that had sweets and chocolates in. And it would be full because it would always be there. So people didn't finish it. You just grabbed one if you wanted going past. Imagine such a life.
I'm actually glad I didn't live in that house. Van die broodbin or wat ook al die snack cupboard, it would constantly be empty because I'd just be like, oh my word, look, here's a yellow pack chips in a slab.
Matthew has just sent us a message and I'm going to trigger every person who remembers being a young boy and playing cricket at school. Matthew says, the kids who had their own cricket kit when you used to use the school's pads. And then you'd be batsman number 7 and 6 other people had worn the pads and you'd put these sweaty pads on your bare legs. I remember, and I hate this so much, that on cricket days, you used to take 2 pairs of underwear so that you could put both on. Because you had to put a box in, but you didn't have your own box.
No.
This was a real thing, Mackenzie, if you couldn't afford your own cricket box. But the Oaks are bowling quick. And you could put 2 pairs on because the box has got to go somewhere. Otherwise, you're putting it inside the first layer. You don't want to be doing that.
Ew.
Yes.
Jean says, when your school dresses actually fit your friend because her dress was bought in the size and yours was bought 3 sizes bigger. She says, I think my grade 1 dress only fit me properly in grade 7.
You're going to grow into all of these things. Dirk says, if you had a LARPer with a built-in braai and a smoker. I still think if you have a smoker these days, to be honest, you are fancy.
Yeah, you know your friends are rich when they had a quad bike or a jet ski or anything like that. That's now when you know they're rich.
Bro, when your friends used to talk about going either to the dam or the river.
With their own things.
Yeah.
We're not renting. We're not on someone else's. It belongs to us.
We've got toys.
Wow. Richard says, if your Friday tuck money were notes and not coins.
Oh.
Yes. And then this came through a few times. If your friends had a microwave.
Yes.
That's a big one. I remember, and then you just hear it go beep, beep, beep. Imagine. And your food is warm.
No. Wild times we used to live in. Our friends were all wealthy. I hope this is now a little more reality.
So fun. How did you realize that your friends were rich?
Yeah, soundproof cinema and or a jacuzzi. Dian, still to this day, those are your rich friends. When they went on holiday to a chalet, not a caravan park.
Okay.
Yeah, in Mutviet.
Definitely.
The most common reply we've had so far, if they had Mnet.
Yes.
It was the one, man. Because we used to live in an area where we couldn't even get open time.
Oh, no.
We were in one of those patches that didn't get the open time signal. So I had nothing. There was no reference. I couldn't even get those 2 hours in the evening where everyone else was watching, like Friends or whatever.
Yes.
Ek het dit nie eers gehad nie. There was no open time by ons.
Ek is so jammer. There were some bangers on open time.
Oh.
And sometimes, I don't know if they would just forget to flick a switch or whatever, but sometimes you'd get the first couple of minutes of the 7 o'clock program.
You'd watch Scott present something.
Of it. And then it'd be like, oh my word, imagine what life would be like if we
keep watching
had
this.
More Mnet.
Yeah, I had nothing to go with at the start of it all.
André sê, sy pale het 2 CR cat trackers gehad met tracks op en nie bande nie. Those things are hugely expensive.
Listen, there are expensive toys out there. Andries also says, ons was die eerste mense in Standerton gewees met Mnet. Lekker!
Okay.
You had all the friends over wanting to tape off your tapes. Listen, thank you so much for all the messages. 084 850 0942. What a lekker chat.